Southern Nigeria, very small, it's a rural area. And the first wave of evangelization, Christian evangelization, happened in this area in the early 1900s. In fact, in my diocese, the first mass was celebrated in 1922. Before 1922, a Catholic mass had not been celebrated in the whole of that area. And missionary work actually began around 1927 in the area. My parents are first generation Catholics. My dad became Catholic because he went to a Catholic school, and only Catholic schools existed at the time. And that's how he became Catholic. Most of the evangelization work in this part of the world was done by Irish missionaries. Most of them, 25 years old, 24 years old, 26 years old, very young, and some even the nuns in their 20s. They had the courage to leave their land and come to this rural part of Africa to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were not afraid of malaria, which killed so many of them at the time. They were not afraid of the living conditions they would encounter. But they had the courage to come there and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. And their work bore a lot of fruit. So many people received Christianity. So in that now says that evangelization started only in the late 20s, there are over 300,000 Catholics. And you see that all over Africa, and most of the missionaries were from Ireland, and some from France, and some from England. Many people left their country to follow Jesus Christ and to witness the gospel. Christianity, or Catholicism, is the fastest growing religion in Africa today. Contrary to the beliefs that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, that's not true, not even in the most current studies. In Africa, you would rarely see a Christian become Muslim, but every day, thousands of Muslims become Christians, become Catholic. It is said today in Africa, 17,000 people convert to Catholicism every day, thanks to the work of the missionaries, men and women who left their country to witness the gospel in this part of the world. 27 years ago, I was just 5 years old, and I belonged to an association within the church called the Legion of Mary. And the Irish missionaries emphasized so much this particular association as one of the missionary arms of the church. And what we did every Sunday was to visit the sick, the homebound, those in prison, and those who do not go to church. On this particular Sunday, I, together with a group, we were at the hospitals, and the hospital visited. And somebody was rushed to the emergency room. He had an accident and was dying. They called for the priest to come and anoint him. So the Irish missionary priest, who was my parish priest, my pastor, came immediately and anointed this young man. And the man died shortly thereafter. The moment that priest came into that room to anoint this man, I said, I wanted to be a priest. I wanted to help people. Would I die? That was my call to the priesthood. Through the example of this man, through the work of this man, I heard God calling me to become a priest. Through the encouragement of my family, parishioners, friends, today I am a priest. I also have the opportunity to go to another land to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. My story is just one story out of so many. as so many of my classmates in high school, so many of my classmates in college, who today are missionary priests all around the world. Some in the US, some in Europe, some even back in Ireland, and many working in different regions of Africa, witnessing the gospel. The work of evangelization has not been completed in Africa yet. Every year, Nigeria sends a lot of missionaries to other regions in Africa to witness the gospel of Christ. Until the whole of Africa receives the good news of Jesus Christ, we are not going to stop. Until all the Muslims become Catholic, we are not going to stop our work of evangelization. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ leaves his hometown, Nazareth, to go to Capernaum to begin his missionary work. The gospel tells us, once Jesus Christ left Nazareth, he never returned to Nazareth. He left everything behind to follow Jesus Christ, and to follow the will of the Father. I see that every time I go back to my home houses, and I see the graves of the Irish missionaries who died. I see their commitment, I see their faith, I see the courage that they have. Jesus never returned. And the men he calls today in this gospel, they also left everything to follow him. They left their families to follow him. The gospel tells us, once Jesus Christ called them, they abandoned their professions and they followed him. Jesus did not promise them any job security. He didn't promise them a home where they can lay their heads. Yet, they had the courage to follow Jesus Christ. Today in the church, we speak about the vocation crisis. We speak about the lack of vocations. And we keep praying for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. I always think perhaps we are saying the wrong prayer. Jesus Christ hasn't stopped calling men and women to follow him as priests and religious. Jesus Christ keeps calling. We are either too distracted by the things of the world to listen to him call us, or we do not have the courage to say yes to him. Maybe our prayer should be that God will help us to be able to listen attentively to him, to hear him calling us. Maybe our prayer should be that young men and women who feel God calling them will have the courage to say yes to him. Vocations are nourished and encouraged in our families. If my parents had not encouraged me, I probably would not have been a priest today. If my friends had not encouraged me, if people in my parish had not constantly prayed for me, I probably would not have been a priest today. So we need to encourage our children, our grandchildren, to encourage them to become priests and not. John Paul II told us that our families are a domestic church. That is where we launch education. That is where our children first hear God calling them to become priests or religious in the church. So we all have a responsibility to encourage vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Jesus Christ did not promise his apostles job security. I can assure you this morning that the most secure job in the world today is a priesthood. Because we need a lot of priests. That job cannot be exported. To become a priest in West Virginia, you're not going to be exported to China. Because we need a lot of priests here. Also, Jesus did not promise the apostles a place where they can lay their head. I can assure you that to become a priest, there's always going to be a rectory for you. And it's never going to be foreclosed on. So I want to encourage young people to become priests. The church is in great need of young people who will say yes to Jesus Christ. Call calling them to become priests in the church. The life of a priest is not boring. It is a very exciting life, and I am happy being a priest. I wouldn't have chosen another profession. Our job is not only to say mass. There are some other exciting things we do as well. And we get a very generous paid vacation as well. And also sometimes families think, well, when a child becomes a priest, he's abandoning the family and he's going away and they will no longer see the child any longer. This is also not true. Most of my friends who are priests, you know, who are older, their parents found out that when they were sick or when they were their age, the priest or the nun is actually the one who is closest to them. He's the one who visits them the most, more than the other children who are married. So we are always there for our families as well. So do not dissuade your children or your grandchildren from being priests. If they say they want to be priests, encourage them to be priests. On their first Holy Communion, I don't know, mass kid to practice, to play the mass, something that will help to encourage them. As well as a kid, I always play the mass. Let's keep praying for vocations, the priesthood and religious life. Our challenge this week is, I want you this week to find some time this week. In this church, you have very many opportunities for your priestly adoration. During the weekdays, every morning, from around 7:30 to 8:30, the Eucharist is exposed in the church. And every Thursday at 7 p.m., and on Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Pick one of those days. Just come to the church. Spend 15 minutes praying for vocations, for priesthood, and religious life. There are many young men and women who feel God calling them